Blog Talk Radio.
All right. He ate the salted peanuts out the can. Bang. Cisco was the bad dude. Watch your mouth. I'm talking about Cisco. What's happening, folks? Well, I'd like to welcome you all to the Thursday/Friday edition of Kale's Corner. I'm your host, DMV Kale. I got my co-host with the most, Lady T. How you be, baby?
What's happening, guys? I be amazing. You guys know it. I'm always amazing, even if I'm not.
Hey, listen, real quick. I was at work today, and this lady walked through, and she had a real nice, and you can look at it and tell it was a very expensive winter coat. And she said, "Do you like my coat?" I said, "That coat is amazing." She said, "Oh, thank you so much." She said, "I was expecting you to say nice or good, but amazing." She was like, "You just cemented that I made a purchase worthwhile." I was like, "Gone, girl." I was like, "No, that coat is amazing, for real. It is beautiful." It was a nice coat, and I made the mistake of asking her, where did she get it from? Because, you know, my Reese cup look good in a coat like that.
Okay.
No, it wasn't okay. She said it was at Hermes. For what'd you say, $4,500? I said, "Oh, yeah, that young amazing. you wear that coat good, girl." Man, $4,500. I don't plan to spend $4,500 in accumulation of all my Christmas gifts. Do you understand me?
Okay.
I ain't doing that. No. I'm not doing it. That's all I'm saying about that. I'm not doing it. But I also today went to Walgreens Street, and I felt like you in that joint. You hear me? The dude said, "Do you want to use your bonus points?" I said, "No, I ain't going to use them." I said, "How much I got anyway?" He said, "Oh, you got $20 in bonus points." I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to use the bonus points." Girl, I bought two bananas, green tea, Arizona green tea, two packs of those fruit breakfast bars, and some dog treats, because there's a couple of little dogs that I just love on my job that come through. So, you know, I get them treats. And one of the guys said, man, this dog is going to be your best friend for life. It's a little bull terrier. And treats, when I gave him the treat, and we're talking about a dog who doesn't even acknowledge me the majority of the time. Girl, he jumped on my leg and started humping. I said, okay, calm it down. I said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the treat, and you give it to him so he can hump on your leg. And we got the biggest kick out of that, you know. I really have to admit, you know, some people that I work around are just undesirable. You just don't even want to deal with them. But other people are just so delightful and full of human love, you know, that I just enjoy every time I'm around them. Everybody comes, the ones that really talk to me, with a funny story, you know, something that happened to them that they just have to tell Mac about. So,
yeah.
You know, I really appreciate that, though, because it helps the day go by, you know. So I really appreciate that. But that dog humping on my leg, that took the cake for me today. I was like, how you not going to acknowledge me any other time? You get a little piece of chicken jerky and you want to start humping on my leg? Come on, man. Dude, hey, that's how you know he like you, man. He hump on your leg. I said, wow. Wow. But you know what, Trees? You wouldn't even have been scared because it was a little dog. It wasn't, you know. He wasn't like
breakfast too. I had a little dog. I had a little dog, and that thing dog, they was so. She was a pit bull.
Well, that's all little dogs. They got big dog complex. But you know, these little dogs were good little dogs. You know,
okay.
They real nicely trained and friendly and all of that. But it was just funny to me that dog jumped immediately on my leg. It was like, new friend. That was good. How's your days been? Your Wednesday and Thursday thus far?
It was good, actually. Well, listen, it was amazing, okay? I'm trying to restrain from snacking so much because the girl over here will snack herself to death, okay? So I'm trying to restrain you from snacking. Not doing a good job, but it's coming along.
Well, you know, when I quit smoking cigarettes, okay, it was one day plus 2 days, now 2.5 years. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say, everything starts with one, and then it moves on through. Girl, I was when I quit, I was in the hospital, and I snuck outside with my brother, and I was like, "Man, I know you got some cigarettes." He was like, "Yeah," and I smoked it, and Trish, the taste was just and, you know, when I came home, the first thing I did was apologize to Reese. Because I was like, I used to joke around and blow smoke on you. And she would react every time with the choking and the coughing. And I that was funny to me, you know. But
right.
after I was like a week or so not smoking cigarettes, and I went and tried to smoke one, I could smell the irritation that non-smokers smell. I could taste the irritation. It was just like, ew. And I said from that day forward, I would not smoke anymore. So you keep on doing your thing with them snacks. You'll get it. Trust. And look, and now that you have made it public knowledge, you got the whole corner who plan on helping you with them snacks. Watch what I tell you.
Okay.
Watch what I tell you. Yeah, time out. That's what's up. That's what's up.
I appreciate y'all. Yeah, help us this out.
Do we? We appreciate you guys so much. We can't say it enough. We cannot say it enough. You know, the numbers are growing. The participation is growing. Just everything. And I know that is you all. You know, our prayers are going out. And so much that devil is busy. But I read this quote today. Devil ain't messing. You have not put out the right lessons. And I thought about that thing. We are always here on the corner giving God the ultimate glory for everything that he does for us. Even the failures, we give him thanks for it. Like Cap says all the time, don't just pray for your family and friends, pray for your enemies as well. Pray for your enemies as well. And I'm telling you, Trish, since I've been doing that, man, goodness gracious, it's almost like, who was my enemy again? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, your telling voice. So, y'all, all of you guys, thank you. We appreciate your help, your support, your prayers. And let's keep going harder. Let's do it even harder than we did the day before. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. On today's Tales Corner episode, we will discuss the NBA's top 10 players. Top 10 players as today in the NBA. We will discuss the NCAA football champion. Who do you guys think will be the champion when it's all said and done? All right, Lady T going to present the week 13 version of Lady T's pick. Fellas, gentlemen, we got to get back right, fellas. These ladies went in too much and they talking trash, and we got to get right, fellas. So I'm begging my fellas, man. Come on, let's stand up in this week 13, Lady T. We'll also take a look at week 13 and our expectations. There was breaking news today on Von Miller. So we're going to take some time. Lady T is going to lead us on that and discuss the situation that this young man is being confronted with. All right? Now, you guys can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Tales Corner. On Facebook Live at Tales Corner. Yeah, that's right. Or join Lady T, DMV Kel, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782. Kel's Corner. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real.
We're keeping it real.
Is our only real.
Y'all know
hear me?
What we talking about. Y'all know what we talking about. That's what's up. That's what's up. I just love that part, y'all. Keeping it real as
I me too.
Okay, y'all. 563-999-782. Hey, real quick, y'all. Share that number. Tell some people that about this thing we call Kale's Corner. You know, we I love and appreciate everyone that is here. But I'm greedy, y'all. Lady T, DMV Kale, we greedy. So we want more. We want this studio to be filled to capacity to where people are saying to us, man, I can't get in. I can't get in. I can't hear it. So, yeah, man, I had something to say. I couldn't even say it. Y'all was at maximum capacity. Yep, we were. All right, do that for your boy. Yeah, that's not. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. When we come back, NBA top 10 players. I think I'm going to shock some of y'all with this song. Yeah, why not? David Bowie, let's dance, all right. I wish I could have seen the look on some of y'all face when David Bowie started playing. All right, NBA's top 10 players. Don't be mad at me. We have Anthony Davis of the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah. At number 9, we have LeBron James, also of the Los Angeles Lakers. Number 8 from OKC, Shai Gilgeous Alexandria, SGA, from Oklahoma. Okay. Number 7, Kevin Durant of the Phoenix Suns. Number 6, Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics. Number 5, Curry, Golden State Warriors. Number 4, Luka Doncic, Dallas Mavericks. Number 3, Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers. Number 2, Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. And the number 1 player in the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo. All right. Treece, where you stand with that? You cool with that? Treece, you with me? All right, let's go to the phone.
My fault. I had you on because I was saying, I was talking to the people and you had the music on, so I was telling them we don't own the rights to the music. So that was my bad. I'm sorry.
No problem.
So I'm
no
looking
problem.
At the list. I'm looking at the list right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Anthony Davis should be on the list. Even at number 10, I don't think he should be on the list at all.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron, he should be on the list, I guess, because he's LeBron, and I guess he's going to do what he do. But the only person I have on the list that I have a problem with is Anthony Davis and Luka. Luka is not playing better than Shai, to me.
Right. Right.
If those two can switch spots, I will be I was gonna be good with the list. And take Anthony off him. You can put anybody on there besides him. Anybody. I don't care. You can put anybody.
But, you know, my surprise is that Fox isn't on the list at all.
See?
You know?
Fox can take that spot. Because he's playing out of his mind right now.
Right. All right, let's take Cap. What's up, Cap? What say you about this list?
Hey, Cap.
Hey, what's up, family? How y'all doing?
All right.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. I heard, did you say Giannis was number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. He's not better than Embiid in my eyes.
Uh-oh.
Well,
let's get it. What
does he do better than Embiid? Statistically wise, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, Giannis averaging 30, and he still ain't over Embiid, and that's the last few years. But anyway, was Tatum mentioned?
Yeah.
Yes, number six.
Okay. All right. Mm. And so, are you talking about right now, as of today, or? The last few
years. Right now.
Where is Maxey? He's averaging the same amount of points as Tatum.
He's not on it.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey for Philly.
Oh, Maxey, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Playing out his mind. Yeah, playing out his mind since we got rid of Harden. He has been he had 33 last night because we didn't have it. We were shorthanded. But he went crazy last night. But anyway, I agree with Tatum. I agree with Embiid. I agree with Jokic. I agree with Greek Freak, just not number one.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis is very inconsistent, always hurt. He has a good four games, and then you can forget about it. He disappears.
That's what I said.
Right.
Yeah.
LeBron is doing his thing. SGA is my favorite player in the league, so I'm definitely mm-hmm. with that.
Mm-hmm.
I got Tatum, but I would like to see Mac Luka. You know
how about Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant? He's on
there. Yeah, Durant's on there, right?
Yeah, number seven.
Oh yeah, number definitely seven. Durant. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched
okay.
Durant last night. Yeah, Durant was. Durant does his thing. He's unstoppable. To be seven
okay.
foot and shit like that, but I didn't like I say Maxey was missing, and LeBron was missing too, right?
No, nah. Number nine.
Oh, LeBron, okay, nine, okay. Yeah, with Davis, they tripping with Davis. They just –
thank you.
Yeah, I take Maxey. Maxey's importance for me over Davis right now.
Right.
So, Kel missing Fox. How do you feel about Fox? Do you think Fox on fire right now?
Fox is amazing.
Yeah.
Fox is a ball player. Yeah, Fox is a ball player. You can't even play with that one. Fox and Maxey, I would like to see on that list.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why Fox was left off or forgot about. Like y'all say, that young man playing amazing. You know?
But he's not on TV. That's the problem.
Oh.
He's not on TV. That's that Sacramento way out there in California. They don't get too much love.
Huh. That's a good point.
I agree.
All right, let's go to the Huckleberry. What's up, Huck?
What's up, Huckleberry?
The Huck is here. What's up, everybody? Cap,
what's up, beloved?
What's up, everybody online on the corner?
Hey.
I agree. Can't never remember that guy's name, man, and I always think about it. Like Kel was saying, Fox out playing out of his head right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna knock number 10 and number 9 off, and I'm gonna insert before I could remember Fox's name. The first two people I'm thinking about, and you might want to jostle them around, but I'm gonna go ahead and put them in the top 10. I don't watch a lot of Milwaukee games, a lot of the West Coast games, because I'm up late at night, so I'm watching a lot of West Coast games.
Okay.
Steph Curry, I still go with Steph Curry.
He's on the list.
I still go with, and I put Dame, I didn't hear Steph's name mentioned. This was his name mentioned.
Yeah, he's number
in
five.
In the top 10?
Yeah, he's number
he
five.
Was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then I didn't, my bad then. My fault. But I put Fox in there. And I didn't hear Dame Lillard's name mentioned.
Mm-mm.
Exactly. Yeah, that's another.
Dame Lillard can control his game anytime he wants to. He's filling out Giannis because right now, like Cap was saying, I don't know why Giannis is in there. Giannis does not understand how to play within the game that's right there in front of them. They got a great team, but he still wants to run to the basket and run over everybody. Dame is just standing there waiting to fire up a jumper, and most of the time it's just pure. He's an 82, right, almost a 90% shooter. And I think as long as until they can get together and they realize how to share the ball with each other,
I think
they're not gonna win the championship.
No, I think you're onto something, but I think that as long as Giannis has been in the league, he didn't have that type of help. So he's trying to learn how to, you know, deal with that type of help. Like 57 said, I do agree with that 100%. But he's never had a Damian Lillard on his team. Like, he don't know how to play, you know what I'm saying? He don't know his position now. Like, he don't know the fallback position. He got to learn how to do
and
that.
And he's a good, talented player. You're right, Seth. I ain't taking none from it.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not.
He had that alien-looking dude on the team.
Yeah, but he's not a Lillard. He's not a Lillard.
Yeah, ain't nobody a Dame, bro.
Yeah, he's not a Lillard. Yeah. Lillard can do a lot of things that other people can't. Like, Damian do stuff that you can't teach. Let me just say that. He do stuff you can't teach.
Okay. No argument. Let's go to D-Maw. What up, dude?
D-Maw.
How everybody doing?
Hey, D.
What's up, D?
We all right.
We're amazing.
Yes, sir.
I agree for the most part with that list. I just don't like Anthony Davis at all. And it's so many guys that you could really just put into, like, if you want to, I mean, it's opinionated. Because I'm, like I told you, I'm real big on Tyrese right now. You still got Anthony Epps, Dame mentioned. I feel like he's playing better than a lot of dudes.
Forgot about it.
And you could really say it might be if you're not really trying to you could honestly probably say he's the best player in basketball right now. You could really probably make an argument for that, like how he's playing. So it's like it's real opinionated, but I wouldn't put Anthony Davis on no list. I don't even know how he was able to escape with that. Like, how they even mentioned that, and that got passed.
Because he was LeBron, that's why.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He got in by association.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that
say. Like
that
say.
Yeah, I forgot about
Edwards.
I didn't even think about him.
We'll get four good games from Davis, and then he disappeared. And then he just—it's gone.
We got Cap, we got 57, we got Kale, and we got D-Maw saying, and myself, right? All of us are saying Anthony Davis shouldn't be on this list, and we just named four other players that's playing, just playing out of this world. Let me just say this. They're playing amazing football right now. And
basketball,
you got Anthony Davis on here that's always hurt. He's not dependable. He'll give you three points one game, and then he'll give you 40 points another game. Like, he's so inconsistent. But you got Maxey that we talked about, Tyrese Maxey. We got De'Aaron Fox, Damian Lillard, and Anthony Edwards. That's not on the list. That's crazy.
And Halliburton. He said Halliburton, too.
And Halliburton. Oh, my God. Great. And Halliburton.
Halliburton. Well.
That's crazy.
I mean, this is the
NBA. Cap, don't shoot me. Don't shoot me, Cap. I wouldn't put Embiid as far up on the list as they got him.
Okay.
I know he's a bad player, but I'm saying that because he's never brought home the bacon. You know, he's 7 foot something, a hell of a player, but he cannot bring home the bacon. And if he doesn't bring it home this year, then let's see what they're going to say about Embiid if he gets traded or sent someplace else, because a lot of it has to ride on his shoulders. Doc ain't there no more. Neither is Hart. You got your team.
57. Let me just say this to you. Let me say this real quick. It's not about the chip.
Yeah.
This list not about the chip, though. This list is how they're playing right now. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm just saying. I was just saying that over to Cap, because I know Cap really likes Embiid. I was just telling him how I felt about him being on the list and being that high. I don't think, you know, he should even be that high on the list. That's all I'm saying, sis.
Well,
I'm
going to say this, okay? Embiid is playing different than he's played seasons past. I haven't seen a lot of falling down and flopping and
a lot
he's
of threes,
getting
no more
his, threes. He's getting his teammates more involved. I mean, I'm just seeing better play from Embiid over Anthony Davis. Serious.
Yeah. But this is my thing here. This is my thing. Sorry, 57, but you know I got to give you a retort. The best team, the best teammate he's had so far, other than Maxie right now, was Jimmy Butler. And he only had Jimmy Butler for not even a half a season. And they had a horrible coach. They had a horrible coach. They messed that team up. That team could have went places. His right-hand man now is Maxie. And with Oubre and Harris and a couple other pieces we have, I think this is his best chance. So I understand what you're saying. But pound for pound, talent-wise, come on, bro. Come on. That man's 7 foot, almost 300, and leading the league in scoring, and he's not shooting as many threes anymore. Nick Nurse, with the whole Philadelphia behind him, is saying, get your butt in the paint.
Thank you. He got to. He got to get in that paint. If he want to see the results that he need, he got to get in that paint.
I'm with you
on
that.
He's too big to be on the outside. I'm sorry.
I'm with you, sis. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut across. I apologize.
No, you good. Go ahead.
No, I won't say nothing. I'm just agreeing with you. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he got to get in that paint. Because if he don't get in that paint, they ain't going to stand a chance to win. But he is playing amazing, and he is taking less threes. Even though I know he can make the threes and all that, I want you down in the paint that so nobody else can make a basket. Like, stay in – you. I mean, just get in the paint. You too big to be on the outside.
Yeah.
I can't stress it enough. I'm glad the coaching is making them get in the paint.
That's why Giannis don't try to guard him. When Philly plays Milwaukee, Giannis never guards him.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, they put the Lopez.
The Lopez brothers.
Lopez takes the beat. Takes a beat.
All right. Let's bring in Tang. Let's bring Tang into this.
Tang.
What's up, bro?
Bang, bang, bang.
What it do? How everybody doing today? Online crew.
Oh, we blessed.
What's up, Tang?
What's up, family? Hey, look, man.
Hey, Tang.
I haven't been watching a whole lot of basketball this season, so I can't really tell who's doing what and who's doing this. And I didn't even hear the list, but I heard y'all naming names. How many big men was in that list right there, Lady T?
Giannis, Joker, Embiid.
No, I'm talking about centers. Oh, so it was Embiid.
Okay, so number one is Giannis. Number two was the Joker. Number three was Embiid. Number four was Luka. Number five was Steph Curry. Number six was Jason Tatum. Number seven was Kevin Durant. Number eight was SGA. Number nine was LeBron, and number 10 was Anthony Davis.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, I was listening to everybody, and I understand what everybody's saying, though. You know, it is definitely a lot of people. It's like I heard somebody say earlier, that dude from Gilchrist Alexander, whatever, you know, from OKC, he should definitely been in there.
He's number eight. That's what SGA is.
Yeah, he better been in there. He could have been hiding a lot of them dudes. Forget eight.
Yeah, right.
Should have been D-Mob said Fox should have been in there. So you know, like they say, they got their picks of who they're gonna pick in that situation. So it is what it is.
Right.
But why is LeBron in there?
Well, LeBron. Only reason, I'm gonna be honest with you, the only reason why LeBron and Anthony Davis in there, because I mean, they are the two stars on the Lakers, and it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
So they had to put two people on there. That was a given. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I know everybody was saying Anthony Davis shouldn't be on there and all that, but he averaging 23, 13, two blocks, one steal. So, you know, and that's just the 23-24 season. And they haven't even played, what, 20 games yet? Or have they? Because I haven't been watching. Have they played over 20 games yet?
Yeah, but he hasn't played that many. He's been out.
But the thing is, y'all got to take into accountability. You know how the NBA do. It's a lot of players that be in, or in, out.
No, he's saying he's hurt. No, he's been out because he's hurt, not just because they sent him out.
That's the script. The same thing with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I didn't mean the script, but you know, that's what they do. Like, I don't believe he pulled the Achilles heel. How do you get back that fast? These young boys, it take them a year and a half to get back. I mean, you know, that's just how they do it.
Man, it'll rip us off again.
Y'all already know they're trying to preserve Anthony Davis because they don't want him to get too nicked up. I don't think he knows.
Right.
You know, when they say he hurt, that's what they have to say. They can't just say that they shut him out because then the fans going to be mad. You know what I'm saying? So you really got to say he hurt. So how he's hurt, but then he'll be back the next day. That tells you that
And all the stars had to play in the earned tournament games. They made sure they played. Get that back.
Yeah, that's what they make sure of. Especially with that new tournament coming up now. I mean, going on right now.
Yeah.
So, you know. It is what it is.
Ain't nobody more happier than FanDuel and all those betting entities about this in-season tournament. For real. I saw no reason whatsoever for them to have this, you know?
No
reason. And I heard Golden State. I thought I was talking to 57. I think, didn't you tell me, I think Golden State, they out of it already because they lost
out of it. Yeah,
they had to win by 12 points to stay in it. Even if they won the game, they had to win by 12 points. To stay in it. And they end up getting their butt. Sacramento end up coming back on them and whipping their butt after they had a 24-point lead at the end of the second half of the second quarter. They had a 24-point lead. They let Sacramento come all the way back and win the game.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing, Kale? I don't mean to dominate the conversation. I saw the travesty of all travesties last night. I watched the Wizards play. I called Tang on the phone crying. Can't believe what I saw last night.
Big bro, I told you, stop looking at it, man. They changed it, man. You can see the process that they're doing. They got Kuzma and all them boys play up to, like, right at the end of the third quarter, they take them out and they don't play no more for the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And the game was in reach. The game was
in reach.
And they took them all out. But you know who disappointed me the most?
Oh.
Gafford. He was not jumping for rebounds. He wasn't protecting the rim. He wasn't doing anything last night. And I'm like,
boys ain't trying to get on a tanky season.
Yeah.
They ain't trying to get
hurt
on time.
8 minutes left in the game. And we had a bunch of no names out there. Guys I ain't seen play all year. when we had our stars, who supposedly stars, sitting on the bench and talking with each other, laughing and stuff. And the coach ain't even, he ain't even making no noise. He ain't even upset.
Nah.
I couldn't believe what
they're
I saw, man.
They're trying to get Zach Edey, man. Trying to get that boy from Purdue, man. Well, we know that this team is not the team, and we are learning that this coach is not the coach. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You can just see the control that he has lost. And I'm not going to put it all on Jordan Poole. He has a good percentage of that pie. I'm not going to put it all on him. I'm not. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like Tank say, you can see the way that these guys are playing, they're not interested. They're not. They want to tank. And it's
but you know that come from up top, man. You just gotta listen to what the coach and what the up top say. So you know they just that's why I told 57, I said, man, just stop looking at the games, man. Just don't even look at it. No, at least don't look at them. Cause they're gonna make a bust of vessel, man.
Yeah. By the second quarter, I was watching New Jack City. I'd rather watch a movie.
Oh, that's right.
I'd rather watch a movie.
Hey, watch the Bulls.
The Bulls.
What?
I will not say it.
Y'all about to put her blood pressure up. Yeah, the Bulls.
Exactly.
I get all Bulls media and updates from my co-hosts. I don't need to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's how that is the NBA's top 10 players, their ranking. So we're going to follow that to see how it changes, you know. All right. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. It's that time, y'all.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Romero año y felicidad.
I'm sorry, Feliz Navidad.
You know what? Come on. I ain't got time. You play too much.
That's Spanish.
He did it. He did that crap.
I know he did. I don't know what's going on over here.
I couldn't help it, sis. I couldn't help it.
Y'all play too much, both of y'all.
NCAAF football is wrapping up. Who do you guys see as I'm gonna just say this. I don't see a champion coming from the Big 12. I truly don't. Now, when we get into the Big Ten, you got Michigan 12-0, Ohio State 11-1, Penn State
10-2. For real, the way Michigan is playing without their leader, it's saying a lot to me. 7-0 home record, 5-0 on the road. I mean, hey, what is there left to say? The boy's 12-0. What say you, sis? Who you?
I like Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Michigan. I liked him. I liked them. Because of Harbaugh, but now that Harbaugh is not there, he's not physically there, but he's there. And if they win the championship, I still think he should be a part of that because he brought them all the way to the door. He just couldn't open the door with them.
Right.
But
right.
I still think he should be at the ceremony. I think they should allow him to be at all of the functions if they win. But I do have them as my favorite to win. That is my favorite. That's my team I was going with because of him.
Tang, who you see, Tang? Who you got?
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I saw some stuff the other night. We were talking about Ohio State and Michigan and all them.
Right.
I don't really follow it too much.
Mm.
I don't even look at the bowls, so you know, I know I won't be looking at none of it.
Okay.
I don't look at
it. Huckleberry, come on in here. Say what's up.
I'm with sis with Michigan. I think Michigan is the top team, but I think they got to – if they don't end up playing Georgia for the title, then something's wrong because I think them the two best teams out there, along with some other teams like Washington and, Tennessee might have a chance. But I go with Michigan to win it all. And I'm going to say this, Harbaugh already knew that he was going to be leaving there at the end of this year anyway to go back to the pros. So – I think that's why they messing with him, and I think the NCAA crooked because of what they're doing to him. But nevertheless, he's going to end up coming up on top after the season is over because he's probably going to end up coaching somewhere in the NFL.
Okay. Come on, Cap.
Yeah.
I can't argue against the last two votes. I'm an Ohio State guy myself. They just beat us a week ago with turnovers and stuff. So, I mean, they're just hitting on all cylinders. They're the hot team right now. Alabama's not the same. Georgia's lost a little something. They've been riding for the last few years, but they've lost something too. I would like to see like a dark horse, like you say, a Washington. Where they got Penix.
Okay.
I like Penny.
All right, Ted. What's up, Ted?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Kel's
quantifying.
What's
up, Ted?
What's up, TED? All right. I hope everyone's Thanksgiving was well. All right. I got a couple of things to say, man. I like what Kev said about Washington. You know, you're talking about, you know, think Pac-12, but I think Penix, man, looked real nice. Washington team looked real decent, and they've been playing caliber teams, you know. Georgia ain't been playing. They had a kind of easy schedule to me. They are undefeated. But you got Florida State also undefeated, but they talking about they might not get in if certain teams win that have one loss, you know. Michigan, okay, yeah, they are defeated, but – will people be saying, hey, is they cheating? Did they gain advantage by the unorthodox cheating? We know everybody still signals what have you, but they had this guy on the sideline hiding, you know. So, okay, but I thought Harbaugh also get to come back. I think he served a suspension. I'm not for sure. But also, I just think that four, I'm glad they're going to eight. I think that's what they're going to. Excuse me, I'm not for sure, but that four is just ridiculous because you got a lot of undefeated teams, and you talk about they might not get it. It reminds me of what they did with Cincinnati when they was undefeated, you know. So,
okay,
Okay, well,
that's pretty good. I forgot about that Cincinnati deal, Ted. That's a pretty good example. I forgot about
Ritter. Yeah, Ritter was the quarterback.
Yep.
Well, one thing for certain, two things for sure. The NCAA always got something going on that make us say, really? You know, always. But I stand with it. I think that champion is going to come out of this Big Ten conference. I really do. I truly do. And Big Ten East, not the West. I think it's going to come from that Big Ten East. Yeah, so we'll see shortly, because it's going to be time for them to get down real soon. So, and it's funny to me how Georgia really does seem to be, I don't want to say falling off, but they're not railroad teams like they did in the beginning of the season. It's like they're running into more complications now than they were before. That's just me.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying, though. They had it, you know, they somewhat of an easy schedule. They began this schedule, they was playing easy teams, man. I don't know if they were playing Appalachian State or Ball State, but they was playing a lot of easy teams. Like someone was saying, Cap was saying, I don't know who was saying that, you know, teams pay themselves to get in so they can get notoriety, get exposure to playing them top five teams, you know. So I guess that explained that to me, why they had a light schedule. It's just crazy how they want to get Alabama in there for some reason. Even though they lost one, they still always trying to push Nick Saban up in there.
Yes.
I don't know if he did any whining, you know, or what, but, you know, he's a golden boy.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, his face even looked like that naturally. He just... You know, they should do a meme of him.
But you know something else, too, if y'all don't know, if you think about it, with that Alabama and Georgia, they used to be notorious for having players on the bench that could start for anybody. But with that portal situation now, these good players are like, I don't need to sit on your bench no more. I can jump and go to someplace else. So they're not being able to hold on to those really good players as many as they used to. So that has a little bit to do with it, I think, too.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Yeah.
I agree. It just had a good point.
Because if we recall, nobody complained about the portal more than Nick Saban. He complained big time. He went from having six running backs to two or three, you know, and nobody's complaining more than him when it comes to that portal. But hey, like I said, we'll know sooner than later who will be that champion. All right, 563-999-3782. Y'all know I ain't even got to say it. That's how about it.
Come on, man. Come on.
Put the yellow, cover hard. Better bring some water. Get gasoline candle.
just five stars. Your heart jumping like a bass drum bump. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go. 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 Here I go.
Lady T, right here. Now, real quick, Ted, you in it this week?
No, no, sir. I'm still working, but I just took a break right quick. So
okay,
okay.
And I'm
go
with my load.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank
and
you.
I also want to say I do miss y'all. I did miss y'all definitely.
Oh, we miss you too.
Miss you too, brother.
Tang, I know Tang in it. Here we go.
I don't know. That's all Dak gonna be saying tonight. Here we go.
Meemaw, you
they
here, baby?
Morning.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey,
57.
Hey,
Tang. Yeah, I got my game face on. I'm ready.
Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to say hey, Meemaw too, Tang.
Cal, you in it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Reese Cup.
I'm here.
Oh, Lord. All right. So,
leave Reese alone.
I ain't saying nothing.
So I got everybody.
My money's coming up.
Whatever.
I got Gail, Lady T, Tang, Reese, Mom Betty, 57, Mima, and Cap. Did I leave anybody out?
Nope.
Okay. Everybody is here, and everybody is accounted for. Hey, y'all, we got a nice, nice game tonight. We got the guy who always say, here we go. He is playing tonight. Okay? So we got the Seahawks versus the Cowboys, you guys. Seahawks versus Cowboys. Somebody need to mute their phone. Tang, I got Cowboys for you already.
Here we go.
Oh, Lord, there we go. Come on, Reese. And this is tonight's game, you guys. This is tonight, Thursday night game. Tang, I got you now. Cowboys. Reese, what say you, Reese?
Cowboys.
Okay.
There you go, Tess.
I'm going Cowboys. Kale?
I'm going Seahawks.
Starting off with it.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
There you go, Tess. That's what I'm talking about.
My Betty says Cowboys. Come on, 57.
I'm going with the seat. I'm just kidding. Cowboys.
Come on, Cowboys.
Got your game. Got your cap on.
Cowboys.
I'm going to put a star beside that since we have so many out here. All right. The next game is a division game, guys. The next game is a division game. This is the Colts versus the Titans. The Colts versus the Titans. Come on, 57.
Colts.
Come on, Mima.
Coach.
Cap.
Go to Colts. Zach Moss is in there.
Come on, my baby says Coach. Come on, Kale.
Colts.
Tang.
Titans.
Come on, Reese.
Colts.
I'm going Colts. All right, guys. Let's go to the very next game. Falcons versus the Jets. Both of these teams need a win. Falcons versus the Jets. Come on, Kale.
Jets.
Come on, Mima.
Falcons.
Come on, Cap.
Falcons.
57.
Falcons.
You can't win this week.
My base
Amen.
Is Falcons. Come on, Reese. Jet. Come on, Tang.
Jet.
I'm going Jet. Am I going Jet? I'm going to put a stop beside that because I think I'm changing. But for right now, I'm taking Jet. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The next game we have is a division game, you guys. The next – did I write my Betty? My Betty says Falcons. All right, the next game is a division game. We have the Panthers versus the Buccaneers. Panthers versus the Buccaneers, you guys. Come on, let me start with Mima. Come on, Mima.
Tampa Bay.
All right. 57.
Buccaneer.
He get on my nerve. Cap.
Yep, Tampa Bay.
My Betty hasn't responded yet. Panthers and Buccaneers. I am going Bucks. Tang.
Tampa Bay.
Oh, you ain't taking the underdog this week, huh? Come on, Reed.
Not on...
Bucks. Come on, Kale.
Bucks.
My Betty says oh. Bucks. I don't know why they ain't coming up the top. Something going on. All right. I see her down here. She says Bucks. Okay. The next game we have Lions versus the Saints. Lions versus the Saints, you guys. Lions and Saints. Come on, Cap.
I'm going to go with the, you said Lions, Saints? Lions.
Yeah. You taking Lions? Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going with the Saints.
Saints. Come on, 57.
Lions.
My Betty has a responded yet. Come on, Reese Cup.
Lions.
Tang.
I'm going with the Lions also.
Come on, Kale.
Lions. We've got a lot of high scores this week.
I'm going. I'm going to try to think. My Betty hasn't responded yet. You guys, I think something's wrong with the Wi-Fi. So I'm going to wait for her to respond, and I'll let you guys know what she's saying.
While we wait, 007. Just came in.
Yeah, Gary. There
hey.
We go. Wonder what you
did, 00. Let me get
007. What's up?
Let me get 007 caught up. 007, Seahawks and Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Hold on, 57. Hold on. Toast versus the Titans.
The Titans.
Falcons and Jets.
Oh, Falcons. No.
Panthers and Buccaneers.
From Buccaneers.
Lions and Saints.
Saints.
My Betty is saying Lions. All right, where everybody's caught up, everybody is good. Let's move it on. Chargers versus the Patriots. Chargers versus the Patriots. Come on, 007.
Chargers.
Come on, Kale.
Chargers.
I'm going Chargers. Come on, Tang.
I'm going Patriots, man. Chargers just can't get right. I'm going Patriots.
Come on, Reed.
Chargers.
Come on, Betty is saying Chargers. Come on, 57.
San Diego.
LA.
Come on, Mima.
Oh, Chargers. Yeah, that's right. LA.
Yeah,
that's right.
Come on, Kat.
Chargers.
All right. We have the Cardinals versus the Steelers. Chargers versus, Cardinals versus the Steelers. Cardinals and the Steelers are playing in Pittsburgh. 57, I got you down for the Steelers. Am
Renegade, baby.
All right. Come on, Mima.
Steelers.
I'm sorry, Steelers and who?
Cardinals.
Oh, Steelers.
My Betty is saying Steelers. 007, what say you?
I'm going Steelers.
See, that's
come
how I
on,
like
Tang.
For you to say it with some enthusiasm.
Steelers.
There you go.
Come on, Reed. Steelers. I'm going Steelers. Come on, Kel.
Cardinals.
What?
Cardinals.
You heard him. You heard him. He said Cardinals.
In your face, 57.
Okay.
With my chest.
And he said it with his whole chest poked out. All right, the next game, guys, we're going to have a lot of time to talk about some of these games. So if y'all hear one y'all want to talk about, let me know, and I'll put a star beside it, and then we'll go to that game first. Dolphins versus the Commanders. Dolphins versus the Commanders. Say that twice. Big time. All right, Kel, I got you down for Washington.
You know it.
I got Mima. You got Washington, right?
Yep.
Upset. Okay.
I'm being upset.
Oh, wait. You want me? Oh, you said it's going to be an upset. Gotcha. My baby is saying Dolphins. Come on, 57.
My Betty.
Where they playing,
call
sis?
A dolphin about them
right
lights.
Here.
I'm going with the Commanders. I'm going with the Commanders.
Boy, I almost cursed.
Come on, Cap.
Dolphins.
So 007, what am I putting down for you?
Dolphins are intelligent. Dolphins.
Shut up.
Get on my nerves.
I like that.
I'm going Dolphin. Come on, Tang, what say you?
Dolphins.
Come on, Reese, what say you? Dolphins. Dolphins,
gotcha. I quit you.
What, Reese? Dolphins? I'll be there in a minute.
Oh,
oh,
my God. I cannot with him. I cannot. All right.
Put a stop aside, Devil, sis.
The next game.
Yeah,
let's
who the stop aside that?
I got you. Put a stop beside it. I got you. That's our second song. Broncos versus the Texans. Broncos versus the Texans, you guys. What say you, Tank?
I thought the Broncos.
Broncos versus Texas. Oh, man. Broncos on the what, six-game winning streak?
Yep.
Five game.
Oh, man. Shoot. I'm going to go CJ. I'm going to go Houston.
Me too. I was gonna take them too. Mom Betty says Broncos. Sang says Texans. Come on, Racy Cup.
Broncos.
Come on, Kale.
Texans.
Come on, Mima.
What's Texas' record? I mean, what's this?
Hold on.
I'm going with the Texans.
6-5.
Hey. You going with Texans?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Texans. I don't think the Broncos going to beat them at home.
Okay.
Don't matter. Y'all going down this week anyway. Don't matter.
Oh, my God. Come on, 57.
Yeah, keep thinking,
Texans.
57.
Yeah, I'm going with Houston. That's right. Y'all going down.
Come on, Cap.
That's a good one here.
Yeah.
Broncos rolling, though. I'm going to ride with the hot hand. I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Broncos, okay. Y'all heard me say my Betty's taking Broncos. I'm taking Texans. Oh, I already said that because I already wrote it down. Mm. This game is the game
007.
Of the week. Oh, 007.
I'm going Broncos.
This game is supposed to be the game of the week, you guys, of the week, week. You know how you got the echo. So
year.
Right. Supposed to be a rematch game, 49ers versus the Eagles. This game is in Philly, okay? This game is in Philly, 49ers versus the Eagles. I already wrote 49ers down for myself. You guys already know that. Come on, 007.
I'm going Eagles.
Eagles. All right. Mom Betty says she's going Eagles. Sorry, Tree. Yeah, you ain't got to be sorry because that's donation, boo. That's a donation. You just give me your money.
Donate.
Come on, 57.
I hate to do this because I think the Eagles are a better team, but 49ers.
No, well, pick the Eagles then.
Nah, this is the game, y'all. Y'all need this game.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going with the Eagles.
You better because your family will beat you down.
No joke.
Ooh.
No joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they don't play. They Eagles to the end. Come
My
on, Kyle.
My family Eagles to the bone, too, but I'm going with the 49ers because Eagles do for a loss. They need to need to get this loss to get hungry again for the Super Bowl run.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Come on, Reed.
49ers.
I'm putting a star beside this game.
Eagles.
What are you talking about? Reach the cup says Eagles. Okay. Come on, Kale.
Eagles.
Tang.
I'm riding with you, baby.
Come on, ride, baby.
Eagle.
Ride out.
You, baby.
Ride out with me.
You, that's Bama.
Ride out with me.
He's trying to get some banana pudding made, man.
Yeah, That's right.
Hey,
that's right.
You, baby.
Yep. Don't say nothing else, baby. They trying to bait you in. They trying to bait you in, bro. All right. I already put a star beside it. We can talk about it in a minute. But let's keep. We have three more games, and we can talk about these games. All right. Browns versus the Rams, you guys. Browns versus the Rams. What say you? Let me see. Who I want to go first? Come on, Richie Cup. Bring us out. Browns, Rams.
Rams.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Browns.
Come on, Kale.
Browns.
Come on, 00.
I'm going with Rams.
My Betty says Rams. 57, what say you?
Cleveland.
You say what?
The Browns.
Oh, Browns. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Meanwhile, I'm going with the Rams. Cat.
Going to Rams. Cleveland don't have a quarterback.
I'm going Rams as well. Even though I want the Browns to win, I'm going Rams. All right. Sunday
I needed them
football.
Win last week.
Huh?
I needed them to win last week.
Oh, yeah. I know that's right. We got the Sunday night football, guys. Sunday night football only game will be played. This game is between the Chiefs versus the Packers. The Chiefs versus the Packers. Come on, Tang.
I'll go with the Chiefs.
Come on, reach your cup. The Chiefs.
It's all love, Jordan. Going with the Packers.
Come on, Cam.
And then I got Chiefs.
Come on, Cat.
Pat Mahomes and the crew, Chiefs.
Cat. Mima.
Kansas City.
57.
Chiefs.
My Betty says Chiefs. I'm saying
I'm in
Chiefs
the island of known.
Huh?
Wow. I'm in the island of known.
Yeah, you on the island by yourself, babe. You on the island by yourself. It's all good. It's all good. You on the island. You
don't get paranoid.
The reason why.
Don't get paranoid.
Yeah.
Donation.
We got a Monday night football game. A Monday night football game. And I need a score. You guys, let's get close as you can to the score. We're going to predict the score. Bengals, Jaguars. Bengals versus the Jaguars. Come on, Capitone.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
What's your score?
I'm going to go with Jaguars like that number 27. I'm going to go with 27-13.
Got you. My Betty says Jag 410. Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go Bengals 14-10.
14-10. Come on, Tang.
Going with the Jags 27-13.
27. Cap
said 27-13.
All
right, 27-17.
I got 27-17. Come on, 00. Jaguars, 34-24.
Jags, 27-10.
Okay. My buddy said 24-10. Okay. Mima.
Jaguars, 28-24.
28-24. Come on, Reese Cup.
Jaguars,
28-14. That's a good one. All right, I'm going Jags. And I'm going 17-13. Let me make sure. Everybody good? 27-28. Yes, everybody is good. You guys know the Cash App is $MAMA. BOSS, the number 5. If you see Treetop, that is me. Your donation is $5. Okay, you guys, the donation is $5. Kale, you have the floor. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. We got the Seahawks and Cowboys that we're going to talk about first, the Dolphins and the Commanders, 49ers and the Eagles, is second and third, and anything else can follow that up in that order.
All right. Call for the call. Break, cut the tape. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
We're on the rights to the music.
Shake it fast. Watch yourself. Shake it fast. Show me what you're working with. Shake it fast. Watch yourself. Shake it fast. I came in with the mic in my hand. Don't make me leave me with my foot in your be cool. And don't worry about how I'm ripping. What I'm picking, what I'm flipping. Cause this is what I do. I'm effervescing. I'm off that crescent ass. It's a full-grown German shepherd. You better keep stepping. They don't mess with me. And they don't. Y'all can't catch me. And they won't. Pay yourself, fix yourself, throw that. My Prada for my boonazas and Donna for my baboon. You think I'm tricking? Well, I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice.
With your eyes burn. Treat. You said Seahawks and Cowboys.
Seahawks and Cowboys is the first one we're going to talk about.
What say you?
Because we had Kale, you picked the Seahawks. You're the only one that picked the Seahawks, and we want to know, the people on the corner wants to know why you picked the Seahawks over the Cowboys. Everyone else
thinks
the Cowboys want to win.
Because every time everybody has the Cowboys, they let us down. Every time. Every time. And
we're not
taking into account that Seahawks running game is not all dependent on Geno Smith like we think. That Seahawks team has a good defense and a great running game. And
walking out there, bro.
Huh?
Walking out there, you might want to change your pick then.
No.
Yeah, Walker hurt.
Walker
yeah.
hurt, man. They tight end hurt. If they got like four major people on offense hurt.
Okay. Seahawks.
Yeah, the Seahawks.
Yeah. Geno got a sore shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, Geno is playing hurt. He played hurt in our game, too.
Well, good.
When we at home,
hopefully
he don't
Geno
know.
Won't finish the game. How about that?
Damn, you in trouble.
He might not finish.
They back up ain't Geno. So that's all I'm there with.
Well, Geno got the best chance for them to win.
Maybe.
Okay.
But I think, seriously, the Cowboys are due for a letdown. They reading the articles. They listening
oh, yeah.
to the TV.
Right.
Everything. Them Bammers
yep.
was eating turkey drumsticks before the
yeah.
damn game was over. Thursday. They on this.
No, it was over. It was over.
Every
bro.
Time
they when they ate that turkey, it was over.
They, right. But still, there was still football left to play. And
come on,
we knew Washington wasn't going to win. We knew that. But boys turned into a team who drinking the Kool-Aid, they normally let us down. I'm serious. That's just my opinion.
No, that's
you
fact.
Entitled to it.
That's fact. No, that's fact. But it ain't gonna, the letdown ain't now. The letdown ain't
not
now right
playoffs.
Now.
Yeah,
they let down.
They got to let Dallas
say,
run
yeah,
their course.
They
got
John
their
Smith
own personal lane out of the playoffs.
Yep.
As soon as the playoffs start, Dallas, everybody else go one way. Dallas goes straight
yep.
out.
Soon as Tang purchases tickets to Vegas for the Super Bowl, that's when
yeah.
that goofy.
You know,
soon as he booked his flight.
30, they've been doing this to him for 30 years, man, since 1995.
Yeah.
30 years. Thank you. Zach, I hurt my feelings, right? He said 30 years, this is what I've been doing. But seriously though, this is the first team they played at home that's over 500. You gotta think about that as well. All of that that Dak has and the interceptions in the secondary, they were playing teams that weren't going nowhere. They were playing teams that I like to call schedule fillers. For real.
Well, you gotta play who on the schedule.
You gotta play
who on the schedule.
But bruh, before we play the Jets, even though we know they ain't the same team as the if Aaron Rodgers is there, they was wanting to know. At the beginning of the year, everybody on here picked the Giants above us, and we smoked them. I can't help it if them teams got sorry during the year, bro. We can't help that. Because the teams we beat, y'all lost.
The Jets and the Giants are fool games. You know that. They fool
games. But that ain't what you said at the beginning of the year. After they went on that run last year and made the playoffs, I remember you. Put us third place and put y'all. You did put yourself at the bottom because you said y'all was in the learning process. But you picked Philly, Giants, and then the Cowboys. So what I'm saying is at some point in time during this season, you had hope for the Giants. We cannot help that they turned out to be sorry.
Well, man.
They can't be that sorry because y'all lost to them twice.
No. We're sorry. Yeah.
Let me say this, man. I never picked the Giants over y'all, bro. I think Dallas is the best regular season team in all history. They just can't play in the playoffs. Y'all got to always look good in the regular season. So I give you credit for everything during the regular season. Playoffs.
We're going to change that this year, 57.
When the stars
the curse,
call,
the right, curse is lifted.
They turn on the light. Damn,
hey.
Go Dallas.
Man. Phew. Somebody's going to get this phone. I don't know who. But...
Yeah.
I mean, it happens every year. There's only one winner.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. And we got two at 95. Our quarterback for us probably choked and was paying off some bets and stuff. So they probably really didn't win that Super Bowl. We threw it away.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Sent them this week. So I ain't mad at him for saying it. But guess what?
Hey, you got to start sending me some stuff, man.
We held up that trophy in 95. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, okay. So you don't care how y'all held it up, huh?
No.
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 Do you care how y'all held it up?
Nobody
do. I wouldn't care.
No,
nobody
cares.
Some people won. Some people won, and they had people coming off the side of the road when they had, you know, brought them people in, and they won a Super Bowl.
Then,
so
some people won on it. Some people won on the deflate gate. Don't nobody
you
care about that.
Hold on.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Hold on. Stop the press.
Some people won two Super Bowls during the strike season.
Hey,
what the hell?
That's how far. The strike is going on. That's how it's going. Damn. Come on, y'all. Talk about kicking the bubble white. Damn. Damn.
I shouldn't say that. You're right. My bad. My bad. That's my bad. That's my bad,
bro. It was a few NFL signed players out there. But, yeah, it was more scabs. I give you that, but hey, we hoisted that trophy. That's all I care about.
That's what I just said. It don't matter how you win. It don't matter.
Yeah.
If they said you won, that's what it is.
You ain't got to be all slick with it. Some people picked up people. Oh, that was work.
Well, I love you. I swear I do. I love you.
Hey, love thanks. You. Come on, bro. Don't do that.
Hindsight being 2020, I really wish if I knew it was gonna pan out like that, I would have wanted San Fran to beat us when Kaepernick was in with that Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
Feel me? Even as much as I love my Ravens, I would have rather Kaepernick had that trophy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Trust me, me too.
But hey,
turn the lights off.
Do y'all think if Kaepernick would have won, things wouldn't have turned out the way they did?
Exactly.
Yep.
Football.
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. I don't know why y'all want to talk Washington and the Dolphins. I really don't.
Yeah.
But
the next game.
But I don't know.
I do because I think it's a trap game. I don't think they want Buffalo to still be in this, and they don't want Miami to get too far ahead. I don't think it really has a lot to do with the Commanders. It has a lot more to do with the New York Mafia people stepping in and saying, hey, we need y'all to lose this one, Dolphins to lose this one. You know, I know I'm exaggerating, but I think the fix is in on this game.
You're really
but
not exaggerating.
But it's I know 57, only reason why I don't think that is because Tyreek Hill is in the race to be the MVP, and he has to play at a higher standard right now in order to win against the quarterbacks. So I don't think that they're going to take
I think he's going to get his assist.
He's
going to be a high-scoring game, but they're going to tweak it out.
Though.
I think they're going to get
they
it.
They got to win. They got to win.
But he can still get his yards and everything and get what he's supposed to get out of it. And they can still lose.
But
as long as it's a high-scoring game.
But that's not what Ocho was saying because, you know, he one of the voters. So the first thing they look at is how many games that the team won. They look at the record first, and then they look at the players second. That's why I'm saying.
What, to get MVP?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ocho don't know what he's talking about.
He's a voter. 57.
Yeah, and he even said the other day, he said that because even though Dak is in second and a lot of stuff, and you know they don't even want to put him in there for real.
Exactly.
But he actually said that though. He said even if Dak was to win out the rest of these games, they still gonna give it to Hurts.
Yeah. So that's why I'm
saying
they got to win the game. The game
with my man,
means something.
The quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think Tyreek Hill's record means as much to them as the way they want the season to play out as far as the teams go. So I mean, you know, I'm not saying that I'm right and you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't think that matters as much as how they want the season to go over an individual.
Well, he told us outright how it goes. He just explained it to you. That's exactly what he said. He do have a vote. Like, he's one of the people on the voting teams. Like, he's telling you how they do it, what they look at first. He went through the whole scenario. And what I'm telling you is he looked at the team's record. They look at the team's record first.
Right.
That's why
right.
Jalen Hurts is in the league. To be the MVP because of their record, not what he's done. Jalen Hurts is not even better than Dak right now. Dak's records are better than his, but because Dak hasn't won as many games as Jalen Hurts has, he's number two.
That's what he's saying.
That's why he's saying what he's saying. I'm trying to explain it to you.
I stick to what I just said.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. 49ers, Eagles. This is going to be a good game, y'all.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good game. And if they were playing in San Francisco, I would have picked the 49ers. But it's something about when teams go to Philly. I don't want to say they forget how to play football, but they don't play as accurate
that
when they're playing in other states.
The atmosphere is different.
Yeah, completely.
You don't know if you're going to get shot, stabbed, thrown at, cut. The,
what?
I mean, like,
what?
I'm from Philly.
Yeah.
I'm from Philly, so I know how we act.
He said them 49ers better not have that jersey on because ain't no telling what might happen when they in them things.
We're going to take off. Yeah. We're going to take off like we do everybody else football field.
Nah.
Right.
I mean,
y'all didn't take over Pittsburgh.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
No, you did. No, you did.
Yes, we
y'all
did.
Y'all had a little straggler coming along making a whole lot of noise.
And we won the game.
Tree.
No, y'all did. Y'all lost. No, y'all didn't.
Just a second. That's the second game. I'm talking about the first game. When we
I'm talking about the game we went to.
Okay.
Got y'all butt kicked.
Well.
So who was in the stands looking crazy, sitting down looking crazy when y'all played the Dallas?
That wasn't your
and
game. That wasn't your game. You can't ride in on Dallas now.
Oh, I did. I'm right in. I'm
hubby
right
downstairs.
Right
yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
She married in. All
right.
She married in.
Married in. I can ride
hey,
in.
I like
hold
that.
On
exactly.
San Francisco.
Exactly.
You heard that banana pudding, didn't you? Okay.
Look.
He going to take you ride anywhere you want to go.
And I'm going.
I'm rolling with you, baby. I'm rolling
right.
with you, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
We roll together.
I need some more vanilla wafers, baby.
I want my baby banana push.
You know what? I ain't messing with neither one of y'all, but we could talk about these Cardinals and Steelers, though. Because somebody picked the Cardinals. I don't know who picked the Cardinals. Who picked
Kale?
Who
is that? Who did this?
Kale.
Oh, yeah. Kale.
Hey.
Yeah. Cough medicine. That cough medicine.
Thinking that hateration tea.
Hey. Kale picked some Cardinals.
Ain't no dang or cough medicine. Listen. I think this is the week the Cardinals are going to show and prove. And the Steelers are the team that they can do it against. For real.
Okay.
Yep. Hey. But I just don't. It's true, cause, but Steelers been eking them wins out, though. They've been getting them. They've been finding ways.
Hey, let him come running around the corner this week. Somebody going to have to change his diaper.
Who?
Okay.
J.J. Watt going to knock him on his butt. Yeah, Kyler Murray. What they doing to the baby in the tent? Changing his diaper. He'll be back out.
He's so little. He's so all the way to the ground anyway. It ain't nothing but a little bit to get him on the ground. He's so small.
Y'all wrong.
He looked like
man.
A little kid out there, his feet moving so fast while he's running.
Built like a jockey.
I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They got Big Boy up in the building. Y'all
what's
say how Big Boy.
What's up, Big Boy? Go said what's up.
No, sir. So anybody want to talk about these Chiefs and Packers? We can talk about that game. That's going to be a game.
Yeah, Jordan Love is great.
Because Love started coming
to his
own.
Yeah,
the Chiefs
going
to bring the Packers back down to earth real quick.
Yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah. The Packers just, they don't have enough. They don't have enough on offense, defense, or special teams. They just don't have enough, for real.
Not for the Chiefs.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Now, if the Packers were playing Washington, yeah, I could see that. But them Chiefs, man, them dudes are well-oiled machine, and they play too such. So
they find a way to win.
They always find a way to eke it out. Yeah.
But man, I saw something in the Commanders that kind of makes me believe that y'all gonna come together these last few games no matter what the real record could be, and play some good football. Your quarterback, to me, is looking okay. He just ain't got a whole lot of help. And the last two teams y'all done played, they were real, y'all played the Cowboys. They were good. They ain't what you expect.
Man, please play that song for me, big bro. Please play it right now. I don't know what he's talking about. He just wants to talk.
I mean, it's true, man. It's true. Look, other than y'all, they've been playing everybody down to the wire.
Right.
They just
been
losing in the end.
Dog, that's still a game. It don't matter when you lose it, how many points you lose by. Once you start losing,
I'm not saying that, Tang. I agree with you, bro, but I'm just saying they look like a team that's finally finding their way to play together. Maybe getting rid of Marcus, getting rid of Sweat and Young was a good thing, man, you know?
Play it, bro.
No, you didn't, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah. Go ahead, mercy. He took your son
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Oh my god.
I was gonna get up and find the broom.
You mean telling nobody else on here, on this corner, online or in studio, agree with me that it looked like the Redskins been playing better here the last few games, even though they lost to Dallas?
No.
Crickets.
No.
Okay. Crickets.
Not at all.
Crickets, bro. Crickets, bro. And I don't even want to say that. I'm just, because that's my co-host. That's his team, and I don't want to go on my co-host team like that, but no.
Not on defense.
Okay.
Not. Only thing good and consistent is our punter. That's it. Everything else been up in the air, bro.
Yeah.
And I remember this Tuesday when we come back and Washington beat the Dolphins. Y'all remember this conversation?
Okay. Listen,
well,
I hope they do beat. I mean, listen, I hope they do win. I hope they do win against them. I live right here, so I hope they do win. But what I'm telling you is they're not playing like they're going to win against the Dolphins.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Ron Rivera
they may have some
lost
improvements here and there, but they,
hey, look,
they're not.
I got to watch this game way, way, way away from my TV because I don't want nothing that I throw to break this new TV.
You might have watched this game outside, bro.
Yeah, shoot. I might be in the cage with ghosts.
Exactly. Well,
how
you ain't going to be
going,
a fit in there to be.
How you
ain't going to be a fit in there with
that dog. And you know what? I could take that from anybody but 57, because I know what he's doing. I know exactly what he's doing, 57. 75.
75. Come on, man.
Hey, man, I'm being for real, though, Kel. I'm just for one of these times, man, I ain't even got a smile on my face. I'm telling you, I'm lying my ass off. Let me stop.
Exactly. I hear the smile. I hear him smiling.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. What is going on, 57? What is going on with you?
No, I really do. Seriously. All jokes aside, I do think that they're becoming a better team, and I think they're going to upset the Dolphins this week. Part of it's going to be help from the NFL and the referees, but I think they're going to upset the Dolphins this week. I really do. I'm not taking my bed back or whatever. Y'all going to see for yourself.
But you know what, 57? I understand where you're coming from, though, when you were saying about the Buffalo Bills, and because they definitely want them to be at least to be in that wild card, because if they keep running away with it in the Buffalo, they're going to lose again before this year.
Yep.
So I understand what you're saying about that.
It come down to Tua versus Josh Allen with them folk. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. That's God.
And Nick want Josh Allen to win every time. They don't they don't really want Tua to win. They really don't.
No. Yeah, what did Nino Brown say? It ain't personal. It's all business.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said.
Well, yeah, it's business, but man,
exactly.
The cheetah going to embarrass us, man. The cheetah. Did you see how Dallas wide receivers with the little bit of speed they had left my secondary in the dust, man? Before the quarterback take the ball from the center, the cheetah gonna be halfway down the field. For
but
real.
But who's gonna be our defensive coordinator? Who is the defensive coordinator? Because y'all done fired all the people over there.
Robert Fair. Now I will say, I think my defense is going to play better because Ron Rivera is now auditioning for 31 other teams. So I think he's going to get that defense amped up. But
I don't think he's going to be nobody head coach nowhere else. I don't think he's going to be a coach after he leaves y'all.
Yeah,
I don't think he's just going to retire. You know, he's going to retire and go on about his business.
I think Kale was right, what he said the last time, end up on Fox News.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because I think that's less stress. You know, he just went through cancer, and he, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I don't think he's going to take another NFL job. He might take an analyst job, but I don't think he's going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to do that.
He could be auditioning for them. It really doesn't matter to me as long as he's away from my team. Seriously.
Right.
All right. Go ahead. And what's your ex-defensive coach y'all just fired? What's his name? Jack Del Rio. Oh, yeah. That's the one that's on going to be on Fox. That way he can go up there. He can say the N-word as much as he wants to. He won't have to get in trouble.
Definitely got that look. He definitely got that look.
Well, y'all remember he said the insurrection was just the dust up. It wasn't a city. Yep. For real.
Wow.
And he told all of us to vote for Trump. Boy. Yeah. I came to Chocolate City and coached for 2 years, 2.5 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he needed to have a seat.
And rode around with his doors locked in Ashburn.
Y'all terrible.
Way out in Ashburn. Yeah.
I cannot with y'all.
So is that it for this week? Because we got one more topic we have to discuss, guys. One more topic.
Let's get it.
All right. Your boy Vaughn Miller. Come on, Therese. Hip us to this situation.
Okay, so Vaughn Miller. Let me get the. It says Vaughn Miller was star NFL linebacker Vaughn Miller accused of assaulting pregnant girlfriend in Dallas, affidavit says. At first it was just saying that it was just some pregnant woman. Now they're saying that it's his pregnant girlfriend. So an arrest warrant has been issued for his arrest. The team has been notified. Everybody knows about it. Everybody knows what's going on. They saying it stemmed from an argument they had in his house. Him and his girlfriend share. Well, I don't know if she lives there full time, but she was there, and they had an argument about traveling, something to do with traveling. And I guess she didn't want to travel because it was her birthday, and she didn't want to travel. And so they had an argument. He picked up his phone, and he started videotaping her while they was arguing. And somehow they're trying to say, because on the video it didn't show him choking her or anything like that that I saw, choking her or anything like that. It just said that he choked her. And she's saying that he choked her, and they saying he had some bruises on her neck, that he held her neck for 3 to 5 seconds. I don't know how you can get bruises on your neck if somebody holds your neck 3 to 5 seconds, but that's what they're reporting. And then she had some scars on her arm, but you can see it. Well, when they took the video down, I don't know if it's back up yet, but in the video it showed. Her swinging, like trying to swing at him for him to stop videoing. So I don't know. I never saw him strike her or anything like that, but he's being charged with an assault. And they issued an arrest warrant for him. So he has to turn himself in. As of right now, he has not. So I don't know what the holdup is. I don't know if we all know that he got an arrest warrant. He should know that he has an arrest warrant and to turn himself in as we speak. So I don't know. All of the details aren't in as of right now. I'm just reporting what they're saying as to what happened right now. So I'm not going to judge, because I know if I'm in an argument with Tang and he says something, I'm going to swing. I'm swinging. I may just swing first. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say that the man is a woman beater and he's beating women and all that. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to wait until everything comes in, and then we'll go from there. But that is what's being reported.
And I was watching First Take when the news broke.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Stephen A. Smith, Damian Woody, the two females, I forgot, the Spanish one and the black girl. They had all these comments and statements to say, but Stephen A. Smith brought up Gibby. And Stephen A. Smith said, I'm going to reserve my comments like we're doing with Gibby. And for the first time, y'all, I was like, okay, that's what's up, Stephen A. Get all the information and then comment.
Yeah,
you know,
the people have spoken. Because you know why? I'm sorry to cut you off, brother, but you know he's passionate about stuff like this. And you know, the people have spoken. Everywhere you go, everybody was saying, "What's up with Josh Giddey? Why is not getting the same reporting that he usually gets when it's a brother involved? Malika Andrews, Stephen A. Smith, talk to me, holler at me. Y'all crickets, y'all want crickets." He saw it. He heard it from now.
And I don't mean to cut across you, Cap. I apologize.
Okay.
On a more personal note, I'm not convicting the young man. I hope he didn't do anything to the young woman. I hope he didn't. But
if
he did, I'm a long-term victim of losing a parent at an early age because of domestic violence.
Yeah.
So I have a sore spot for any man that puts his hand on a woman. I don't care what your reason is. Because you can always walk away, run if you have to. But there's no reason for you to be hitting a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said again, I'm not convicting the young man of anything. If he's innocent, he deserves to be treated that way until proven guilty. But if he did it, to be persecuted to the utmost of the law. for what he did.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. I agree, 257.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody should put their hands on the other person. I don't, even if I, like I just said in the beginning, I hit first. If he go down there and say, well, she hit me first, then I need to be dealt with in whatever kind of manner that needs to be dealt with. Because nobody deserves to be hit. Nobody deserves to get hit. Nobody. I don't care if it's a man hitting a woman or a woman hitting a man. Nobody should put their hands on the other person. Period.
Right. Nobody signed up for that. Facts. Nobody
signed up for that, Cap. Nobody signed up for that at all. Kane don't deserve to get hit. Me just walking up to him and smacking him in the face and saying, well, you deserve to get hit because you did X, Y, Z. No.
Right.
Jail.
No.
You need to go to jail.
Wrong is wrong.
Wrong is wrong. Yeah. You're not good. No. Just because you're a man, you're supposed to get hit? Like, no. You got feelings, too.
Nah.
They hurt, too. You know what I'm saying? And I'm with 57. If he did this, jail time is warranted. Period.
Yeah. I agree.
And that's a big
I
if
agree.
On both sides.
Big if, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that she's pregnant is what's driving a lot of people's feelings on this. I just hope the young man is not actually guilty of putting his hands on this woman. Serious.
For real.
Yep. And with that being said, guys, I'm sorry. We brought it up too late. We will readdress it because y'all know that more information will be coming out. You guys already know that. So with that being said, 57, take us out.
It's been a good show. Thank you for another two good days this week of having something on Kel's Corner to relax your mind and something to think about. Let's all pray for each other. As Cap always say, remember your enemies too when you pray. Thank you for the corner. God love y'all.
That's what's up. Come on. Oh, I'm sorry. That's on me, Tree.
My bad.
That was me.
Yeah, I hear me. Thank you for those encouraging words, you guys. I mean, 57, thank you so very much. We do appreciate your support and your commitment here at Kel's Corner. And with that being said, you guys, DMV Kel and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. DMV Kel and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kel and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And I want to send a special prayer for Michael Bowell. He had surgery this week, and he's having a little bit of complications with his surgery. But prayer does work. So Kel's Corner, we need your prayers for Michael Bowell. We call him the bus. Okay? Mom Betty says, peace, love, and soul. Tang always say, be safe and pay attention out there, you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for your support. Kel, you have the very last word.
No text or phone call is more important than your life. To us. To us. Thank you, guys. This has been a great four hours of Kel's Corner. Hopefully by next week, my voice will be back to normal. I'm going to do the honey, tea, and halls and everything. So I want to come back to you guys ready and prepared. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy all of the football, basketball, all the sports that's presented to us. And we're going to go out with a little bit of Christmas. Y'all have a great one. Love your family. Please, love on your family. All right? We'll get with y'all, Lord willing, Tuesday, 5 p.m. And as Treese always say, we don't own the right, but the boogie ours.
The Lord is come. Let her receive her King.